Welcome to the New Mind Creator Podcast with your host, Maurice, the New Mind Creator. Today I'll be talking about the silence within. If you have any issues quieting your mind, take a listen to this episode. It'll be extremely insightful. After you've completed it, please make sure to hit the subscribe button so that you'll receive alerts when new episodes are available on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, please leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Linda Evans once said, "If there's no inner peace, people can't give it to you. Your children can't give it to you. You have to give it to you." If there is any person in your life who disrupts your peace, you need to reevaluate that relationship, because your inner peace decides what unpleasant or pleasant thoughts grows inside of you. There's always something that's either growing or dying on the inside of you, i.e. your dreams and goals. I remember when I was a kid, my great aunt and her husband planted a garden yearly, which was filled with mostly fruits and vegetables throughout my childhood. Although I'm not a farmer or someone who has a lot of knowledge concerning gardening, I noticed that before they planted any crops, the first thing they did with the designated area was to till the ground. And that's when they used garden tools to agitate the hard soil to such a degree until it became soft and pliable. After doing so, they waited for a period of time, known as a resting period, before they actually planted seeds in the soil. And after the seed was planted, there was another period of time where the soil was untouched and simply watered periodically until the seeds began to go through what is called the germination process and eventually began to grow into its destiny. Now, at this present time, see yourself as a seed, metaphorically, for a moment. It's important to note that during the germination process, if someone began to till the ground with a garden tool and agitate the soil too soon by making noise, causing disruption, that seed would be destroyed. For example, your destiny, your dreams and goals, because it did not have a chance to germinate. Instead, the seed should be allowed to develop, but only after a period of dormancy. During this time of dormancy, it may appear that there is nothing happening, but something is happening just below the surface until your plant, for example, dreams and goals, begin to bud. And those who happen to observe it from a distance may say that your dreams were fulfilled overnight, because they don't have a history of knowing what happened before. But in fact, there were many nights that caused the one day of fulfillment to be physically seen by others. There's a quote by Jacob Riis, perhaps you've heard it, that would help give a little more illumination concerning this process. And he said, "Look at the stonecutter hammering at his rock, perhaps 100 times without as much as a crack showing in it. Yet at the 101st blow, it will split in two. And I know it was not the last blow that did it, but all that had gone before." End quote. There's always a period of time before you're able to physically see your desire accomplished. But that length of time is unimportant as long as you get what you sought out to achieve. Decide today to cultivate your inner garden of peace from within, and you will find that the more you give yourself peace, it will be multiplied just like anything else that you give to yourself. I know that we all have different temperaments, but you must face the silence with courage. Some people are literally afraid of silence because it triggers the unpleasant thoughts of those unpleasant events that may have taken place in their lives previously. But at some point, in order to change your life, you must face your life and the giant that has been standing in your way in order to overcome it. Decide to be in a place of inner peace by working with your subjective mind, by imprinting it with peace and tranquility, with all of the feelings associated with your desire fulfilled, and you will certainly have it. If you are someone who struggles with the thought of being in silent or in silence, start out by designating 5 minutes each day of silence and do it consistently, and you will notice that your desire for silence and inner peace will begin to grow. There's a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, and she said, "It isn't enough to talk about peace. One must believe in it. And it isn't enough to believe in it. One must work at it." Choose to start your process today by being kind and gracious to yourself. Some of you are really hard on yourself. There must be a balance within you. It's not good to be overly critical and harsh to yourself. Most unrest within us comes from our reaction to an event that we experienced. And then we begin to internalize it in a negative way, which eventually disrupts your inner peace. If there is something to look forward to, I would say that you can now begin looking forward to your inner peace dominating your mind and inner experience. In order to change anything about yourself, you must first see something that you desire to experience greater as and more pleasurable than what you are currently experiencing. Whatever you see and keep seeing in your imagination, in your mind, will guide you to whatever destiny you so choose. Can you see yourself with inner peace? How does that look to you? What does that feel like? How do the people you interact with play a role in that? How do you feel interacting with others? What expressions are on the face of those people who you interact with? How does this feel within your body? These are questions you can begin to ask yourself. And after you've answered them, you can formulate a picture, an imaginative scene with the feelings associated with that scene by placing yourself as the star pupil in the scene and designate periods of uninterrupted times that you can replay and live in that scene as if it were happening in the present moment until you reach the pinnacle of satisfaction with it. And after you've come to a place when you've reached the ultimate satisfaction with it, that experience will become a reality in your physical life. The reason why at the beginning of this process you should choose designated periods of time to practice your imaginative scene is because you want to create the habit and also imprint your mind with your subjective scene. After accomplishing that, it becomes easier to bring up this scene while you're doing something throughout the day unrelated, and it becomes a stronger impression. Think about it. Research has shown us that we generally think between 50 to 70,000 thoughts per day, and most of those thoughts are repetitive in nature. It's as if you are on autopilot. These things and thoughts that you're thinking about, you've thought about for year after year after year after year, unchanged. Those thoughts and imaginative impressions have imprinted your subconscious mind. Now, in order to override the negative system of thoughts that you do not want to experience any longer, you must purposefully introduce a new scene of imaginative thoughts combined with the feelings of your accomplishments fulfilled. I believe that whatever you see in your mind, you can become and have become presently what you have been previously seeing. Your peace of mind needs to be a priority for you above everything in order for you to give inner peace to yourself. So stop making excuses why you don't have it today and give it to yourself. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Nobody can bring peace but yourself." There's a quote by Norman Vincent Peale in which he said, "The life of inner peace, being harmonious and without stress, is the easiest type of existence." There is an ease in the things you do when you have inner peace. Also, whatever environment you enter, those people within that environment will experience your inner peace at a deep level and have an unconscious reaction to it by possibly smiling at you or become drawn to you without you initiating any interaction with them. The same also goes for someone who has inner turmoil and chaos within them. Whenever they enter an environment, the people within that environment will react and respond to them in a negative way on an unconscious level. Stop pointing at and blaming others and begin doing your own inner work that will facilitate change in your life and in turn change your destiny. Marvin Gaye once said, "If you cannot find peace in yourself, you will never find it anywhere else." true statement. You can get rid of all your excuses of not having inner peace by starting your own journey today of self-exploration. Start now. Thank you for listening to The New Mind Creator Podcast with your host, Maurice, The New Mind Creator. This podcast has been sponsored by Abundant Sports and True Serum. Head over to www.mauriceflournoy.com to receive more motivation and insight to help create your new mind.